हम सदा तेरे साथ रहेंगे, प्यार की नगरी में सदा, प्यार की नगरी में सदा।
50 years ago, in 1969, Bhagwan unfurled his first college for men in Vrindavan, his ashram in Bengaluru. Vrindavan then was on the outskirts of this city. Facilities for devotees were minimal. It was the same for the students in Swami's hostel too. The first hostel for the boys, in fact, was a car garage converted into a rudimentary dormitory. With no cots, no fans, no cupboards, it had no conveniences for a comfortable life for the students. Yet, the boys had zero complaints, expressed no regrets, and on the other hand, were bubbling with joy, energy, and happiness. In fact, they would not want to swap their place of stay for any other location. Why? Because it was next to Bhagwan's residence, within the ashram compound. They felt they were living with Swami all the time. Every day, every moment, every instance of their lives was spent seeing Swami, serving Swami, being with Swami, dining with Swami, and smiling with Swami. This is how many blissful years passed for the boys. However, sometime in 1976, suddenly came the news that Bhagwan is planning to build a new hostel for the students. It was to be a big building with many floors, several rooms, lots of cupboards, fans, and so on. But it was to be constructed hundreds of meters away from the Vrindavan ashram, even beyond the new college building, which was already outside the ashram premises. The plan had been drawn, the area cleared, the ground marked, the engineers were ready to start the work, and the foundation stone laying ceremony was just a day away. The previous evening, Bhagwan came into the hostel. Even as he stepped in, one boy, sitting right at the door, stretched out his hand with a letter. Bhagwan lovingly accepted his prayer and opened the folded paper. Right then, standing there, Swami read the contents of the letter patiently. Once he finished, he looked at the boy with much love and asked, "Can I ask the warden to share with everyone what you have written?" The boy humbly said, "Swami, as you wish. You can do whatever you want with it." Bhagwan then handed the letter over to the warden and asked him to read it aloud. The boy had written, "Most beloved Bhagwan, humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Dearest Swami, why are you upset with us? Have we transgressed some discipline which is dear to you? If it is so, tell us, Swami. We will surely correct ourselves. But please do not banish us, Swami. Do not banish us from Vrindavan. Why are you building a hostel for us somewhere so far away from your presence? But if you are really not unhappy with us, then Swami, please pull down your residence and build another one for yourself right next to the proposed new hostel that you are making for us. Swami, we are not particular that we should stay only here. All we ask for is we want to be with you wherever it is. Please do not take us away from you. Keep us always with you. Please, Swami." Bhagwan was so touched and so overwhelmed with this sincere prayer from a pure heart that Swami instantly asked for Colonel Joga Rao, the Central Trust engineer in charge, and said, "See, Joga Rao, my boys are feeling bad that the hostel is coming up far away from Vrindavan. Colonel Joga Rao responded saying, "Swami, it is not very far. It is only next compound." But the boys immediately added, "Yes, but it is a different compound. It is not the same compound." Bhagwan was even more moved. He then asked Professor Narendra, the principal of the college then. Professor Narendra, an ardent devotee of Swami, who always delighted in the sweetness of the relationship that existed between Swami and the students, gently said, "All these children have come leaving their parents and homes only for you, Swami. They need your love. They should be close to you, Swami." Bhagwan's eyes were full. His heart overflowed with tender emotion. The next moment, Swami looked at Colonel Joga Rao and said, "Cancel the plan. Let's build a hostel inside the ashram itself." There was no place inside the ashram except a large tank next to Bhagwan's residence. Swami said, "Let's build it around the tank itself." And that is indeed where the Sri Satya Sai Hostel for the Vrindavan students finally came into being. The Vrindavan Hostel till this day stands as a testimony to the indescribable infinite bond that binds the students and Swami into an eternal saga of surreal love. It is this bond that energizes the students, purifies their acts, and sanctifies their lives. It is this bond that kills their weaknesses, skills their virtues, and shapes them to be carriers of His love, His care, His protection, and His benediction. This is the timeless story of the union between Swami and His beloved students.
Hum sada tere saath rahenge, pyaar ki nagri mein sada, pyaar ki nagri mein sada.
Sada
तेरे अब कुछ न चाहिए साईं हमें बस चाहिए एक प्यार तेरा अब कुछ न चाहिए साईं हमें बस चाहिए एक प्यार तेरा तेरे प्यार साईं